Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Scoot. Welcome to our show. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Records show that none of the inspectors were near the Hard Rock Hotel construction site the day that it was inspected, and then there was this concrete that was poured, and it's controversy about all of that. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy as the youth organization deals with hundreds of millions of dollars in sexual abuse lawsuits. You know, I think so much focus was placed on making sure that gays do not become scout leaders or teachers, that men who appeared to be straight were molesting young scouts. And you let your kids go with those men who appeared to be straight. So concerned about a homosexual scout leader, believing in the hysteria that the far religious right has tried to create in developing a relationship between pedophilia and homosexuality. So we'll try to set the record straight on that. Also, racist throws for Mardi Gras being investigated, and Bernie Sanders, and now Michael Bloomberg, rising in the polls. Michael Bloomberg spending a lot of money. Bloomberg is now qualified for his first debate tomorrow night in Las Vegas ahead of Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Bloomberg is not even on the ballot in that state, but he's risen in the polls to double digits, and so he's going to be there. Michael Bloomberg is more moderate. Bernie Sanders is more progressive. So once again, we have this battle between the progressives and the moderates in the Democratic Party. Today, Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced through Instagram that he is returning for the 2020 season. In the announcement, Brees said, "My feelings about the 2020 season. I look forward to the grind and the journey, for the reward at the end will be worth it. Love you, Houdat Nation. Let's make another run at it." And so with that, the speculation ends. Drew Brees is coming back. This news really wasn't a big surprise to many people, including sports talk host Bobby Hebert. Bobby believed that Drew Brees was still performing at a top level in the NFL and had a competitive nature and that he would not retire. In fact, Bobby actually believed that Brees returning was the Saints' only real ticket to the Super Bowl this coming season. There was also talk about Tom Brady's commitment to return for the 2020 season, and that may have been a little nudge that helped Brees decide that he, too, would return for another season. One of the themes that surrounded that question about Brees coming back and Brady returning is about the NFL records. And conventional wisdom was that if Brady returned, Brees would return to keep up with setting records and keep up the pace with Tom Brady. But let's remember that a team's journey to the Super Bowl is based more on team play than a quest to set records. Now, obviously, if a team has a record-setting quarterback, they have a better chance of winning, but the emphasis should never be on setting the records. So let's celebrate. Drew Brees is coming back. And again, I don't think this is a big surprise. The phones would be lit up if he was going to retire. But I think a lot of people were expecting Drew Brees to come back. If you want to make a comment, if you want to react to the official news that Drew Brees is coming back, I'm sure there are one or two people who don't like it. I'm sure there are a few people who think it's time for him to go. Let's bring on somebody else. But Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He's still playing at a top level. So why not get at least another year out of him? And maybe more. But he's coming back for 2020, and that's all we need to worry about right now. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Were you surprised by Drew Brees' announcement that he will return for the 2020 season? Right now, 100% say no. 0% say yes. You can give us your opinion. I'm sure that's going to change, but you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. Why bother to come back and set all kinds of records if you can't finish the job? Another text here says, Bernie is not a progressive. He's a socialist communist. Another text says, I'm a moderate conservative, and I could easily vote for Bloomberg. Yeah, the polls are showing a big shift. You know, Michael Bloomberg has a lot of money. He has a lot more than Donald Trump. And that doesn't mean he's a better person because of that, but he has a lot more than Donald Trump. He's also made a point of saying that Donald Trump inherited his money and lost a lot over the years, and he built it from nothing. Whether that matters or not, we'll see. Trump supporters are so loyal. I don't think it matters to Trump supporters, but what about everybody else? Michael Bloomberg has made mistakes, admitted to those mistakes, said things that can be used against him now. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but also it's going to be interesting to see him on the debate stage tomorrow night from Las Vegas. This will be his first debate. We'll get into some of the specifics of the polls. If you're a political junkie and you're kind of tracking some of this stuff, still very, very early on, but it's still fun to track the polls. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Metairie, Joan, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm great. Great news. Drew Brees is coming back. I'm ecstatic because I truly believe, like Bobby Hebert, that's our only shot at hopefully making it all the way again this year. I believe his motivation has nothing to do with breaking records or keeping from Tom Brady from breaking his records. He loves football. He loves the game. He loves the city. And all he wants to do is win. And I don't think it matters about his records. He has to be excited that he holds just about every major record for a quarterback, but I don't think that's his goal.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I just pointed out that was one of the comments that was made when the talk was, is he going to retire? No, if Brady comes back, he will not retire because he wants to keep up with Brady's records. And I would like to think that in Drew Brees' heart is winning and not setting records.
Absolutely. I believe that 100%.
All right, Joan, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, I'm a political junkie and Bernie all the way. Another text says, Bloomberg is a Republican. Well, Bernie Sanders is an independent. President Trump showed signs of being a Democrat, but there was no opening for President Trump to run as a Democrat. So he ran as a Republican. And Bloomberg has been a Republican in the past, but as you know, sometimes Democrats become Republicans. Sometimes Republicans become Democrats. So there is precedent for this. Changing parties is something that is certainly supported by both sides. Richard Shelby, a senator from Alabama, was a Democrat, and he switched to a Republican. So this is done, and there should be no criticism of somebody who used to be something and now they're something else. I don't really like the idea of two parties anyway. So the more that we can break down this concrete divide that we have between the two parties, if Michael Bloomberg was a Republican and now he's running as a Democrat, so what? I mean, President Trump won. Donald Trump won the presidency because he attracted a lot of people that just saw him as more of a moderate choice to some of the far-right choices that were among the Republicans. So, this is really, it's really interesting. And it would be interesting if it really did come down to a battle of the billionaires, Trump and Bloomberg. And I guess nobody can be critical of Michael Bloomberg for spending his money to get to be president because that's what Donald Trump did. And he bragged about how he didn't need anybody else's money. He had his own money, and he was going to buy his ads and finance his campaign, and that was going to lead him to the presidency, and it did. So there's really no opening to be critical of Michael Bloomberg for spending his money to do essentially the same thing that Donald Trump did. From Mississippi, Guy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Guy.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great show, man. I listen to your show every day. just great. But anyway, I wanted to comment on Drew Brees. You know, in this two quarterback type of deal, the Saints possibly, it's not going to work out. So, you know, if you know anything about football, you go back to Super Bowl history when it first started. It never worked. It. All of these teams that tried these two type of quarterbacks never even gotten out of the playoffs. It's just not going to work. And I've always thought Drew was a great quarterback, and still do. You know, I think he's probably one of the best things that ever happened to the New Orleans Saints. And that's why he's probably going to end up retiring there. I just don't see him in another uniform. But the two type of quarterback, it's just not going to work. I mean, Drew, I think, just being a team player, I don't think he really like it. I wouldn't.
Are you happy that Brees is coming back?
I'm excited that he's coming back. I'm not a Saints fan, but I live close to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I like the Saints. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Okay.
But I always thought Drew Brees was an underrated quarterback when he was with San Diego. I thought he was one of the best things the Saints ever done when they signed him.
That's interesting.
I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. One of the best, probably in the top three in the NFL right now. But he's just doing that, just being a good sportsmanship. Come on, Scoop. You know, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. Think about it if someone came to your show to where your boss, you know, I'm sure you're probably your boss, but if you was working for a company, you was the top man, and someone said, okay, we're going to share your time, you know, maybe 10, 15% of your time, you know, with someone else. Come on, Scoop. Help me out with it there.
Well, I would like to think that Brees is competitive. I don't know him personally, but what we know of him, he's a very competitive person, and he's still playing at a top level. So why not come back and compete again? Many of the pieces will still be in place for the Saints to really make another legitimate run at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they have a good legitimate chance of running the Super Bowl. But, you know, I play a little football myself, Scoot. But you can ask any football player, if they're willing to share their role with someone else,
I know there's been some talk about a two quarterback system. I don't know that that's going to happen. But the good news is Brees is back. Guy, I got to move on. I appreciate your comments about the show, and I appreciate you listening to the show. It's February the 18th. Happy birthday today to Miss Irma Thomas. Irma Thomas, she looks great, she sounds great, so much life in her. She's 79 years old today. And again, Irma, looking and sounding great. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back on WWL. Announcement made just a little while ago. We're reacting to it. If you want to join us with your thoughts and feelings about Brees returning, first of all, are you surprised? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Gentilly, Justin, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. First of all, before I get to the Saints, I saw the pictures from the Mad Hatter's parade. That must have been a joy. That was great.
It was. Another example of me being lucky to be alive.
Well, I heard you said that you fell down four times.
I did.
I fell
in four times.
I think it was alcohol, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, it wasn't alcohol. You know, it would have been more fun if it would have been alcohol. But, yeah, I did fall down. I wanted to put that out there in case somebody did capture that on their phone video of me falling down on the float. If it would get out there, like, on social media, I wanted to let you know I really wasn't drunk. I mean, if I was, I would be honest with you and tell you, hey, you know what, I was pretty drunk. But, you know, they had me so crammed up there with all these, so many things to throw, the hats and the footballs and the beads and all of that stuff, that I would go to step back and I would come up against the boxes and the bags and fall over. It happened four times.
Well, it sounded like a great parade. I hope I catch it one time. I'm going to many parades. I'm from uptown, but yeah. I go to many parades. I've been there before, and it looked like it was a great time. But anyway, my quick comment is that a friend of mine that I see every morning at the store, he's a big Saints fan like me. and we both agreed that Drew Brees was going to retire. And we were wrong. And we wanted to be wrong. And he's coming back. So I'm very happy to be wrong. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. I mean, sometimes you think something's going to happen, but you don't want it to happen. You want the other to happen. But, you know, that's what you think is going to happen. And a lot of people did think that Drew Brees was going to retire. But this is exciting news that he's going to be back.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited for him, and I can't wait for the Saints to start. And I'm listening to LSU baseball right now, but I'll wait for the Saints to come back. And I'm glad Drew Brees is back, Drew Brees. I'm glad he's back, and I can't believe I'm wrong, because I really thought I didn't want him to retire. I didn't want him to, but yeah. You know, he's taking a beating for 14 years now. For God's sake!
I mean, you know, the offensive line does a pretty good job protecting him. But, yeah. You know, that's one of those jobs where you do take a beating every time you're on the job. Justin, I'm glad you called the show. And James, you're on WWL. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing, Stu? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Yeah, Stu, I think it's time for him to go. My grandson got a picture with Drew Brees, so I love him. But, you know, I do believe that a certain age, don't go with, you know, you don't do a certain job at a certain age. If Titans Hill would have stayed in the game during that run for the Super Bowl, we'd have won. We'd have been in the Super Bowl. I don't think Brees is the man to take it. And neither is Tom Brady. Both of them need to go. It didn't have their date. It's time to move on. And quick comment on the Bloomberg thing.
Yeah.
I hope he get in and I hope he win it.
All right, James, appreciate the call. I mean, I know there are people who agree with you. Most of the Houdat Nation, most Saints fans, are thrilled at the news that Drew Brees is coming back. But there are some out there that go, you know what? I'm just ready for it. It's time for him to go. I don't think that's the case, but some people think it's time for him to go and that he should make way for somebody else to start making a name for themselves. But, you know, as Bobby Hebert has said, over the months since the season ended, Brees is playing at a top level. He's very competitive. So why wouldn't he come back? If you've got a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're also talking about some of the latest polls out, and there's a new national poll for the Democratic presidential nomination from NPR, PBS, and Marst, and the poll shows that Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, has jumped up to number 2 behind Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders continues to lead significantly in these polls, 31% for Bernie Sanders, 19% for Michael Bloomberg, 15%, this is the national poll, 15% for Joe Biden, 12% for Warren, 8% Buttigieg, Klobuchar, 9%, Steyer at 2%, and Gabbard, who's still in it, at 0%. Michael Bloomberg is spending a lot of his own money to get where he is, and he has a lot of money to spend. And again, there can't be criticism of that because that's what President Trump did when he was running in 2016. But it's interesting that even right now, the national polls in a head-to-head matchup, it is Joe Biden that has the biggest lead over Trump, and I wonder if that's going to start to change. Right now, Joe Biden has the biggest lead in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, but Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Bloomberg, and Warren also would beat Trump in head-to-head competition. And the closest one is Elizabeth Warren and against Trump, 47% to 46%. So we're talking about that as well. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, text 870-870. And from New Orleans, Frank, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot? My thing is, he said he's coming back, but do they evaluate these players like the shoulder's still bad on him and his thumb is going out? He's not throwing right. Also, like you said, Drew Brees is up for competition. You know, he's a good player. He wants to have that competition. Okay, so when they put Taysom Hill out on the field, Taysom throw this long pass, and make this first down, and Brees going to want to go out there and do the competition against his own quarterback.
Well, there is.
I really think this time.
He
lets a lot of people down. Even though he's a good he's good quarterback, but he's letting us down too much. Look, Manning, Eli Manning, two Super Bowl rings. He bowed out gracefully. And I don't think Tom Brady's coming back with New England.
Well, he might not come back with New England, but he's coming back. And
he wants to come back. So why are we going to keep Breeze? We know he's got these injuries. He can't throw downfield. We got to play around his little realm. And Taysom is the quarterback. Taysom or either Bridgewater. Why won't they just give them two a chance or, you know, somebody a chance to take this team someplace?
Well, Frank, it's because Drew Brees is still such an exceptional quarterback, and he injured his thumb. I don't think it's fair to say that his thumb is out. He certainly has recovered from the shoulder injury that he had in the surgery. He certainly has recovered from that. Maybe he doesn't throw the ball as long as he used to, but that's not the only key to success. And he does so many other things right that it all balances out for, you know, Brees to still be the best quarterback for the Saints right now.
Are they going to evaluate him on the field just like they do the other two quarterbacks and see who should be the starter? Not saying he deserves it.
Well, so you're saying that Brees should have to earn the starting quarterback position,
I think they can beat him out.
Well, we'll see what happens, Frank. Glad you called the show. From Mandeville, Chris, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, what's happening, dude?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, dude. Hey, Scoot, man. You do your job well, and I appreciate that. I'm glad that Drew. I got faith. Drew took it as far as we could last year, and I think I got faith. I give him another year, you know? I mean, come on. He's probably sitting back right now listening to your show and listening to some of these comments that our fans are making. I mean, Drew, I think Drew is pumped. I think he told the Who Dat Nation, hey, Who Dat Nation, I'm coming back. You know, if he comes back and we get the right talent, we get a good draft this year. I mean, come on, man. I think we can make another run. Don't give up on him.
Yeah.
We can't give up on him. Man. I mean, it's just not Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole offensive line's got to give him protection, and the defense is they got to make plays too. It can't just rely on Drew to win the game for you.
You know, I understand what people are saying when they talk about, you know, at some point Drew Brees is going to retire, and at some point somebody younger is going to take that position, and you know that's going to be an exciting rebirth for the Saints at that point. It's hard to imagine now because Brees has been such an integral part of the Saints for so long, but I'm glad
he's still a good decent quarterback. I mean, not decent. He showed us. He brought us to a Super Bowl. And, you know, he's won for the first time, Drew. I mean, Scoot, look at me calling you Drew. Hey, for the first time in franchise history, what quarterback has taken this team to the first Super Bowl title and win it on the first try? I think, you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
We should just be behind Drew, give him one more year, and see what he has.
Chris,
after this year, if he brings the Saints to a Super Bowl this coming year, hey, so be it. You
It'll be time for him to reassess again. Chris, I'm glad you called. Now the idea, I think Drew Brees when he did the Instagram announcement that he was coming back, I think it was a picture of Hawaii. So I mean, he must be in Hawaii. So the idea that Drew Brees is in Hawaii, relaxing and listening to this show on radio.com is kind of hard to believe. But I mean, I guess anything is possible. If you are listening, Drew, we're glad you're coming back. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comments, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. And if you haven't done it yet, if you don't have the Purple Square on your phone, download the Purple Square app. With R in the middle, it's radio.com. It is a beautiful addition to the array of apps that you have on your phone. Download radio.com and then just type in WWL. And you can pick up this show anytime, anywhere. When I wake up in the morning, I don't have a radio in my apartment. I go to my phone and I hit radio.com and there's WWL. And for those of you who are listening on WWL or streaming the show somewhere outside of the New Orleans, Louisiana area, you are always welcome to our show because we have listeners everywhere. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL. I'll get back to more of your reaction to Breeze's announcement today that he will return for the 2020 season. Go Saints. But also, I want to talk about this investigation into a couple of racist parade throws. A black character magnet holding a watermelon was apparently thrown at a Gretna parade, and a black doll with a noose, with a bead noose around its neck was thrown at a Bay St. Louis parade and hit social media and is getting a lot of attention. Apparently, the black doll with the noose around it was handed to a young black girl who was there watching the parade. And then in Gretna, during the Mystic Knights of Adonis parade, this man's young son was thrown an object wrapped in plastic. He opened it up. It was a refrigerator magnet depicting a black caricature holding a watermelon. The father said, "I was shocked." He said, "It only took 2.5 years for my son to experience racism. And I'm not going to, it might make me stop going to parades." It's not going to make me stop going to parades, but I'll just be more observant. Now, if you're going to use a Mardi Gras parade, something that brings us together, and this is one of the beautiful things about Mardi Gras. I talk about it every year. I love talking about the unity around Mardi Gras and Mardi Gras parades, which start up again tomorrow. And then it's nonstop until Mardi Gras Day, 1 week from today. But I love talking about the history of Mardi Gras, the history of why people wear masks on Mardi Gras, and the message that that sends. And we'll talk more about that when we get closer to Mardi Gras. I do it every year. But it's one of the themes of this show during Mardi Gras, to talk about how this is an event. This is something that unites us. You know, you're standing next to people. You don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. You don't care if they're white or black or Jewish or Muslim. You don't care. But I'll tell you this. If you're going to use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism, then I think you are a deplorable. I think it was wrong, and I said this on the air, it was wrong for Hillary to call Trump supporters deplorables. But I think it's appropriate to call those who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism, those people, in my opinion, qualify as deplorables. If you've got a comment this afternoon, 260-1870, text 870-870. Nadja, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scooch. Happy Tuesday to you.
Same to you.
I just wanted to say about Drew, I have mixed emotions about his return.
Okay.
And I think because it took so long for him to say after the season ended whether or not he was coming back, it gave us time to think about life after Drew and what could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So we've run scenarios with Taysom Hill, possibly Teddy, for weeks now, and we're okay with that. But we love Drew, and we're going to support him 100%, but it could have gone either way for me, and I spoke with a friend of mine, and she kind of feels the same way. We want the Saints to win, but I think by him taking so long, and I know possibly after Kobe's death with the age factor, he may have been leaning slightly towards going home, spending time with his family, because we don't know when the end is. So it just gave us time to think of life after Drew.
If Drew Brees was thinking about retiring because of the things that you just mentioned, what is it that you think encouraged him to say, "I'm coming back this year"?
Probably, I know he loves the city. Probably his drive for the city, saying, well, these past couple years, we felt we were robbed, perhaps cheated out of where we should have been. We didn't play to our potential. We knew we had the talent. So let's give it one last go, and I'm going to put my all into it. Yeah. I mean, we're going to support him.
Nadja, interesting observation. I think Drew did think about it, but I'm not really surprised that he's returning. I would have been surprised if he would have retired. Although right after the season, I felt like there was a better chance that he would retire. But as time went on, I felt like he's coming back. And the things that people like Bobby Hebert and others were saying about him, I really had the feeling that he was going to be returning. So, you know, we'll support him. Go Saints. Right now, he's the best quarterback for the Saints. I had a text just a moment ago that said Drew Brees is going to be a great tutor next season for Taysom Hill, and that we'll see a lot more of Taysom Hill this coming season, and Drew Brees will be there to tutor him, maybe to prepare him to be the starting quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is going to have a great future in the NFL. He will be, I'm sure he's going to be a starting quarterback and making even more money than the $7 million the Saints paid him for that that one season. So Teddy Bridgewater's not being left out here at all. He has a chance to be a starting quarterback right now, and a lot of teams need quarterbacks. From Gretna Quinn, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
I was just curious. I think some of the listeners need to see a new eye doctor and ear doctor because I don't know what they're watching or listening to. Drew Brees just had the highest completion percentage rate ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're looking at his amount of yards he threw for, he played in five less games. So, I mean, it's not like he only threw 20 passes and completed 74%. He threw almost 300 passes.
Quinn, that's a great point, and I think it's fair to say that Drew Brees doesn't have the range that he once had because he is maturing. But that doesn't mean he's still not the best and most effective quarterback for the Saints right now because of all the other things that he does well.
Right, and I don't think there's any way he was going to quit until he's really really bad because. Of all the videos and stuff I've seen on him, he is a competitor. I don't think he lets his kids win. I mean,
do you think he even competes against his kids?
I think so, and I bet he doesn't let them win.
it's a mistake. Well, that's an interesting topic. Is it good to let your kids win? And I think there are exceptions when it's okay. But I don't think you should let your kids just win and give them the false impression that they're that great.
Right, but I mean, we've seen him shoot basketball hoops. We've seen him play softball. He doesn't like to lose.
No, he doesn't. And I love that competitive nature in him. And that's something that is infectious for the team. Quinn, I'm glad you called the show. You brought up some good points. From Covington, Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's good. I'm so glad you got me, brother. I'm going to take you way back. I was the manager of the park back when you were gone over there. So I thought I'd bring you full circle.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I appreciate you not sharing some of the stories of me at the park.
No, Scoop is great. He used to take drink tickets and stand behind the bar and give them out to everybody. So you were great.
it was a fun place. And once again, when I think back on the park, I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah, well, we all are, right? Thank God for that.
Yep.
Hey, listen. I live on the North Shore. I don't know what they're thinking about Drew Brees. The guy's a phenomenon. Everything he's ever done, there's not anybody playing. Name me somebody in the NFL playing right now that can come in and do what Drew's done. There's not. You don't have an Aaron Rodgers behind Drew. The only thing that you got behind Drew that you could pray to get would be somebody like Joe Burrow that could mentor under him for 2 years. And then you might possibly have somebody with a skill set that could match what Drew has. And that's what I wanted to leave you with.
It's a great point, Steve, and I appreciate the job you did as manager of the park because, man, that was a crazy time in my life.
And there were the best ladies back then too.
Drew, oh my gosh! Like I got in trouble there. I got in more trouble. I'm glad that there were no cameras back there in the VIP booth. I'll just tell you that much.
You remember the VIP booth?
Oh, I remember the VIP booth. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
Steve. I'll let it go with that.
Thank you, buddy. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Here's a text that says, come on, Scoot, mad over a watermelon? Nobody's mad over a watermelon, but a caricature of a black child holding a watermelon. It's not about the watermelon. It's about the vision of all of it. And I personally believe that is deplorable behavior. And to use a Mardi Gras parade to spread racism, I think that's the perfect definition of a deplorable. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Were you surprised by Drew Brees' announcement that he will return for the 2020 season? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Drew Brees is not leaving. He will return for the 2020 season. We have the story on our website at WWL.com. I'm Scoot, and from New Orleans, Chase, welcome to our show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, Chase.
good. Well, I think the whole city's glad that Drew Brees is coming back for the season.
Well, there are a few people. There's a few knuckleheads out there.
Yeah, there are a few out there, but, you know, can't help it. But yeah, let's talk about our secondary situation with Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Saints are a team that we take chances on, you know, quarterbacks like Drew coming from the Chargers with the season injury. And Taysom Hill has had four injuries that have been season ending. I mean, he has fractured his leg. He's had elbow things going wrong. And do the Saints really want to put money into a quarterback that has had four season ending injuries for this season? I mean, Taysom Hill's, I think, 3 years older than Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, this is just things that we need to look at going into the future for it.
Well, I would agree. I mean, I can just go by what I saw on the field, and the coaches would know a lot more about the nature of those injuries and the recovery and the healing and all of that. But, I trust that if he's healthy, that Taysom Hill is a viable alternative for the Saints or for another team in the future.
Yeah, and another thing is, I mean, Taysom's a person, he likes to get downfield and, you know, he likes to take hits. And do we really want a starting quarterback who's, you know, running wild, taking, you know, some pretty heavy hits like he does during the year?
Well, Joe Burrow was willing to take hits. We do have running quarterbacks in the NFL now that are willing to take hits.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that something we want to invest in the future for that? Well, I mean, it's fun to watch. He's a great player. I mean,
I've said for a while now that it does seem to be that there's this trend. It doesn't mean that every team's going to have a running quarterback, but I think there is a trend toward running quarterbacks. And you know, when Robert Griffin III, when he was a running quarterback, it just didn't really convert. It wasn't the right time for that.
Exactly.
And now it seems like it's more the time. The offensive schemes seem to be more adaptable for a running quarterback. But you know, we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see. And these young quarterbacks that are running quarterbacks, they're not going to have the long careers that Drew Brees has because of the hits. And so if you look at more running quarterbacks, Drew Brees' passing records and Tom Brady's passing records are going to last maybe forever.
Oh, absolutely. There's no argument against that. It's absolutely.
All right, Chase, I appreciate the call.
Here's
a text that says, Homa had a parade with a big Trump banner on the float. So annoying. Another text says, if the races are willing to use the presidency of the United States, why not use a carnival parade? I guess to promote racism. The coup d'etat is a Mardi Gras parade that is political satire. And it's really funny. And then there are other parades that have political satire. To me, political satire is different than promoting racism or promoting politics within a parade. And personally, I don't think a Sanders or a Trump or a Bloomberg sign belong on a float to promote the candidate when we're there to have fun. To me, that is as obnoxious as entertainers getting on stage and sharing their politics with us. Now, again, if it's in the context of a parade that is based on political satire, that's a whole different story. All right, Bernie Sanders and now Michael Bloomberg rising in the polls, and Bloomberg is qualified for his first debate. That's tomorrow night in Vegas. He's not even on the ballot in Nevada, but he has reached the number two position in a national poll. We'll continue that conversation. Also, I want to talk about the city of New Orleans. Apparently, the inspector was not there when she said she was inspecting the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. That's coming up on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.